Gary Reeve talking about paper rounds.
I used to do a paper round in Galley, which did well lane.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Austin's. Remember Austin? You probably don't.
Well, it was, you tell me.
Austin's news agent was run, you know where the junction of Barnard Road is now, the very last bungalow. Of course, Barnard Road wasn't there then.
Junction of Barnard Road with
Watch House Road.
Watch House Road, yeah. Right, yes.
There's a bungalow there, and Mr. and Mrs. Austin used to run a newsagent business from there. So I used to be up at half past six and go and do Well Lane.
Mm-hmm.
It should take about half an hour, that was all. And I used to get 10 shillings a week for that. 50 pence in these days.
Was that every day of the week?
Yeah.
You used to do Sundays as well?
No, not that particular round. Then that came later, but I did do a Sunday round later.
Mm-hmm.
No, that'd be Monday to Saturday. And later on, when one guy that did Chaplin's Close left, and I took that on as well, and I got another 10 shillings. Mm-hmm. It didn't take long. So I got another, and I used all that to save up money to buy my first base guitar.
Your equipment.
Yeah. Yeah, and then later on I did a Sunday round, which was over the common.
Right. The Sunday one was the one everyone used to hate because of the heavy papers. I don't know whether you found that.
Yes, very much so. They're very much heavier. And I used to have to collect the money as well.
Ah.
So you collect the weekly money from people.
Mm-hmm.
So you started a bit late, didn't you? Start about 9 o'clock because nobody was up anyway.
Mm-hmm.
On a Sunday. And you collect the money. I used to do all over the common. That would have been sort of Horse and Groom Lane, right up to the Horse and Groom, up to Private Road, though I didn't do Private Road. And then used to come out of Common, that particular bit, and I used to do Devon's Lane,
mm-hmm.
and then up Gallywood Road to the junction with Watch House Road and Pipes of Tyne.
Right, so quite a stint.
Yeah, it was. And it used to take probably 2-3 hours.
Yeah.
You know,
what sort of age were you for doing that?
13, yeah.
And did that for a couple of years, or...?
Did that until I started work, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
wow.
Pretty much. So it had been 3 years. And, yeah, I really enjoyed it. As I say, that's how I earned the money to get, you know, my guitar. An amplifier. The guitar costs £30.
Wow.
Which is nothing now, but no. Then it's a huge amount of money. You know, when you consider today, to get anything really decent, you're looking at £500 at least. You know.
You were collecting the money, you were sort of knocking on the doors, meeting the people. Any characters you particularly remember?
I can really remember.
No dogs to avoid or anything?
No,
like that.
Never had any problems like that that I can remember. Just very friendly people,
mm-hmm.
you know. They used to do quite well for tips at Christmas.
Mm.
I can remember that,
mm-hmm.
Especially down on the Well Lane one.
Yeah.
Because I was there so early and you didn't wish to see many people, but they always come out at Christmas and there'd be 2 and 6 pence or 5 shillings, which was fantastic.
All went in the gig fund.
Oh, yes, absolutely, yeah.
Did you ever play in Gallywood?
Yes, played at the Cane Hall once. I don't know if you can remember, but they used to have a concert party there.
Mm-hmm.
Used to do once a year. Mum was in it.
Mm-hmm.
My Auntie Daisy was in it. Marilyn was in it. And we did 1 year, just one song. Put our equipment on stage and did one song, so that was okay. I was actually in that concert party, I think probably just after I left, started to go to school, because I can remember I had a lisp and they asked me to sing I Thought Mummy Kissing Santa Claus.
Right.
Lovely.